All the talk, all the time. This is TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio. Time for more Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show, and thanks for staying with us. Today I'm talking about pageant scoring systems and why it's vitally important that pageant scoring needs to evolve in order to advance the pageant community forward. Before the break, I talked about the different types of scoring and the advantages and disadvantages of the different scoring systems. I really think that it's time for the pageant community to move forward, and the major pageants and all of the pageants who aspire to be an important pageant system should consider adopting matrix scoring, which is essentially a 1 through 5, 1 through 10, 1 through 20 score system where the judge is assigning points on a defined matrix that specifies the point score for below average, average, and above average. Well, once we've got the scores and they've been tabulated and the title holder's been crowned and the runners-up have their flowers, of course, the next question is, am I going to get my scores? Now, we know that it really varies within the pageant community. Some pageants don't do any score disclosure. So there's no disclosure at all. Some pageants have partial disclosure, and what I'm advocating for is that the pageant community move towards full disclosure. But let's walk through how we got to where we're at today. It used to be that almost every pageant in the pageant community gave out the scores to the contestants, and they would give them the actual raw scores. You know, you got a 6 in this and a 7 in that and a 4 in that. They would give out the scores, and they might also include the information as to which judge it was, judge number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You wouldn't necessarily know the name of which judge was judge number 1, judge number 2, but that way you could see if that particular judge had a scoring pattern. Did they score you low throughout? Did they score you evenly? Did they seem to be scoring easier or harder compared to the other judges? So, you know, it was fairly helpful to get your scores because then you could see, okay, I'm really strong in fitness and really strong in gown, but my talent is the area that really held me back from making the top five. Or my interview really needs a lot of work. Or my personal interview was good, but my onstage interview was where I, you know, fell a little flat. So getting the scores was helpful, and everybody loved that. But what happened was some directors weren't doing a great job selecting their judging panel, and they weren't doing a great job auditing the scores that the judges were given. And so some judges, either because they were inexperienced, they weren't well trained, or because they had personal issues, they weren't scoring according to the scoring plan, and contestants or contestants' families would get their scores and they would be very upset. They would not think that their scores, they did not think that their scores adequately represented their expertise in their scoring area, and they would get upset, and the more upset they got, you know where this goes, then they sued. So what we had was a minority of contestants who were very unhappy and very disgruntled, some of them rightfully so, and some of them inappropriately so. They were just being, you know, big fat baby whiners, suing pageant systems. Well, let's be honest. When you're a pageant system and you get a phone call from somebody's attorney or you get a letter in the mail saying that you're being sued, that's not very pleasant. Even if the lawsuit doesn't usually go forward, which in most cases it does not, and even if you don't necessarily settle with them for a monetary value, which in most cases they do not, it still takes up a lot of time and creates a lot of negative energy. And so what happened? Pageants stopped giving out scores. They stopped giving out scores, and really the ultimate responsibility of not giving out scores is shared between the contestants who were reacting in many times irresponsibly to how they received those scores, and it should also be shared with the directors who were selecting judges who didn't know what they were doing, and they were assigning point values that really didn't reflect the contestants' overall expertise. So why do pageants continue with non-disclosure? You can't get your scores at all. Because with score non-disclosure, directors and judges cannot be held accountable. So if I have picked a bad judge, no one ever has visibility to that they scored badly consistently across the board, that the scores were not consistent with the other judges. Nobody sees that. I see that. The auditor sees that. That's it. So the judges are not held responsible, and the directors are not held responsible for selecting and training a qualified pageant panel of judges. So it's easiest on the director to practice non-disclosure. It's also easy to hide a rogue judge. You know, this is that judge that seemed perfectly normal when you were screening judges, and then they got in there and they started asking questions that were totally off topic. Maybe that pageant, they don't ask controversial, religious, political, current event questions, and the judge just couldn't help himself and off he went, right? There's, you know, that happens. It's very easy to hide a rogue judge because the scores are never distributed. You don't have to say anything. So it's very, very advantageous for the directors in that it's the least amount of work. They don't have to send out the scores, and they're not being held accountable if for some reason the judges did not adhere to the judging criteria. The disadvantage for non-disclosure is it does continue the perception that pageants are rigged or that pageants are all about who you know. Because there are no scores distributed, everybody starts making up stories about the scores. I know that there are pageant staff members who have run up on stage within a few minutes of the crowning and told the first runner-up, oh, you were only a point away. Well, do we really know if that's true? We don't know that, but the first runner-up believes it's true because the staff member said it. That it might be a judge who comes up to the contestant afterwards and says, oh my God, I don't know how you place this first runner-up. Three of the judges and I voted for you. We totally love you and wanted you to win. Now, that contestant thinks they got ripped off of their win. Whether or not that's actually true, I will let you know, I do know of judges who have told contestants that they voted for them. And I was on the judging panel and happened to see the score sheets, you know, as they passed to the left or passed to the right, right, and see that they so did not. Non-disclosure is the biggest problem we have in pageantry. It sets up an environment where people think that pageants are rigged. It doesn't hold judges accountable. It doesn't hold directors accountable. And it creates an environment where all of these people who are unhappy with their placement and score get to run around and blame it on everyone else but themselves. You know, I'm going to tell you that fully 75% of the people who are running around saying that a pageant has been rigged are wrong. Not that many pageants are rigged, but it's really convenient and easy, isn't it, to blame it on the directors or blame it on the judges that the pageant was rigged because there's no information. There's no information to say that that's not the case, that you got an 8 in bathing suit because that's what your score should have been because that was your skill level. So I really think that we need to take a serious moment to think about the damage that non-disclosure is having on the pageant industry and the fact that it does create an environment where people assume that the scoring practices are not ethical. The next level of disclosure is, of course, partial disclosure. And this is where you get your scores. You know, you get all of your scores. You might get a total score, like in gown, you were 45 out of 50, right? Or you might get all of your individual scores. This judge gave you an 8, this judge gave you a 9, this judge gave you a 7, right? So you get partial disclosure, so you got your scores, but you have no idea how that relates to the rest of the field. For example, if all the judges are scoring really high, you might get all 8s and 9s, but still not even make the top 10. And you're thinking, wow, how did I get all 8s and 9s? I still didn't make the top 10. Was I close? Was I the next person? It's very confusing because you have no idea of knowing what the cutoff was for the top 10 or the top 5. You have no idea what the area of strength was that really put the winner over the top. You have no idea of, so it's just not relative. You have nothing to compare to. I know what my scores are, but I don't know where that left me. Also with partial disclosure, because you only get your score, I'm sorry to say that leaves the door open for misinformation from directors about how you place. I know one national pageant last summer that sent, I think, everyone who did not place in the top 5 a really nice note with their scores. Here are your scores, blah, blah, blah. I just wanted to let you know that you were in 6th place just outside the top 5. Okay, I really have to believe that there was not that huge of a 6-way tie. I do not believe that everyone in that competition division who did not make the top 5 was in 6th place. Because there's only partial disclosure, you're only getting your scores. What the directors do, and again, this is a minority, what directors do is they send you a note with your scores. They tell you how close you were to placing and encourage you to come back next year. Partial disclosure is just what it says. partial disclosure. They are going to give you the information that they want to give you, and they're going to hold back information that they think might prevent you from being interested in competing again. It provides some information. It's certainly better than no disclosure at all, but it's not the whole picture. What I think we need to do, and I realize this is a bit of a radical thought, but just bear with me for a moment. I really think we need to go to full disclosure. And full disclosure is where you get your scores as well as a list of all the other scores. Now, I just want you, I know you're all thinking, oh my God, what do you mean? All the other scores. You would get your scores, so you'd see, you know, 8, 9, 6, whatever your scores were in gown, and then you would see how all the other contestants placed as well. So you could see, were the judges being held to the scoring matrix? Were they scoring honestly and ethically? Yes, that's where I placed comparison to these other individuals. Yes, they were, it wasn't a situation where one judge was scoring hard and one judge was scoring easy. No, that judge who, you know, works at the sponsor shop did not purposefully score high everyone who bought a gown from the sponsor shop and purposely score low everybody who did not. Full disclosure is the only way that we can reward contestants with information they need to know about their developed expertise in an area of competition, and the only way that we can maintain honesty and ethics in the judging areas. So I think that full disclosure is really, really important. It holds the judges accountable, and by holding the judges accountable, it holds your directors accountable. And it also holds the contestants accountable, because now you've got to own that score that you were given. You can't run around and say it was rigged and that so-and-so just didn't like you because you're a redhead, or that so-and-so didn't like you because they were prettier than they are and, you know, you beat them 3 years ago in competition. It's also going to take it's also going to force contestants to acknowledge what their score was, where their standings were in the range, and they can't, you know, go on these message boards 6 months later, they're still posting about how that pageant was rigged. Now, I know what you're wondering, well, wouldn't that be kind of embarrassing for everybody to see their scores? I find it interesting that pageantry is one of the only areas, if you think about it, in a hobby sport, it's one of the only areas where full disclosure is not practiced. You know, when your child is in a swim meet or in a track meet, or it's a teenager at a gymnastics competition or a cheerleading tryout, we all know who makes it and who doesn't. Their scores are posted. You know, I'm thinking, of course, this week I'm watching the Olympics, which I love. I'm watching the Olympics and, you know, their scores are posted. Their total scores are posted. Not, I'm watching ice dancing right now. Not only are their total scores posted, after they leave the ice, they go to the kiss and cry area. They sit down. Many times these are youngsters between the ages of 16 and 22 or 23. Not only are their scores posted for God and everyone to see, but that camera is shoved up in their face, like 12 inches from their face, so we can catch their reaction. If people in other sports can have their scores known, there's no reason why people in pageantry can't. The people who compete in pageantry are highly intelligent, highly motivated, I would argue very much above average people. And one of the things that they're trying to learn is how to display poise and confidence on stage as well as in real life. And I would argue that these young women and older women, you know, girls, preteens, anyone, they have already had an experience in another area of competition in their life, whether that's cheerleading or a dance team or a solo routine or some kind of musical tryout or audition, where people saw that they didn't place in the top or that they were maybe even last. What is it that we say to our children when they're last in the race at the track meet? Well, you did a good job, and, you know, it's the effort that counts, and get right back in there, and, you know, you'll be better next time, and we'll just move forward from here. Why does it need to be any different in pageantry? I think that the only solution for eliminating the major problems in pageant scoring, the fact that pageant scorings are not consistent, the fact that some of our judges are not properly oriented, and the fact that directors are not really focusing time and attention on making sure it's a scoring system that accurately reflects the contestant's level of expertise, I think the only way to do that is to move to a program of full disclosure. Well, that's it about disclosure. It's time for another short break, but come right back to me because I'm going to talk a little bit about what members of the pageant community have responsibility for the scoring issues that we're currently experiencing and what we can all do to help advance the pageant community forward. So stay tuned and I'll be right back here on Pageant Talk Radio.
Have you dreamed of being Miss Teen World? If you're from Ohio, Indiana, Pennsylvania, New York, or Michigan, and are between 13 and 19, you could be the next Miss Teen United States World or Miss Teen World. You'll develop self-confidence, strengthen speaking skills, and make new friendships that will last a lifetime. No experience needed, and you could be in a national fashion magazine and take home more than $10,000 in cash and prizes. Just give us a call at 513-855-4133 or visit our website at WrightPageantProductions.homestead.com before February 15th to get your free information package.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, 2 secrets for winning the onstage interview, plus much, much more. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. To get yours, just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page and order yours today so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.
Are you confused about what makeup you need to create your best pageant look? Perfect Pageant Glam Kits take all the guesswork out of selecting the right makeup for your next competition. Each glam kit includes custom coordinated eyeshadows, eyeshadow base, glowing cheek color, and a lip color, all perfectly coordinated to create your winning look. Plus, you get a full set of instructions so you can be your own personal makeup artist. To get your glam kit, just visit www.pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. You're going to love the way you look.
Do you have a headshot that isn't quite pageant perfect? Are you dissatisfied with the touch-up job done by your photographer? At pageantretouching.com, they take the time to make your photo as beautiful as you are. Attention to detail, quality results, and customer service are the most important factors of their business. Get the polished look you're looking for without losing that natural, realistic quality. Just visit their website at pageantretouching.com and check out their before and after photos. That's pageantretouching.com.
Miss America 1980, Cheryl Pruitt Salem, has been designing winning competition swimwear for elite contestants for nearly 30 years. Now, she's put together an exquisite selection of suits in her Platinum Collection. Platinum Collection swimsuits are individually handmade to your specific measurements using only the finest materials available. We custom weave our lining fabric to provide support and protection, and our fashion swimsuit fabric is the best in the business. From the finest shoes and pageantry to accessories and swimwear created by a Miss America winner, visit www.platinumswimwear.com to find everything you need for your winning competition.